Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. My next guest is a Tony Award-nominated and Emmy Award-winning actress you know from the original Broadway cast of Dreamgirls and TV shows like Moesha and Abbott Elementary.
Oh, excuse me. Are there any private quarters?
We've got kids by the train and in the map room. Oh, the one place that's empty is the Galaxy Room, although it can feel kind of creepy in there at night.
That's perfect, thank you.
Hey, Barb, don't listen to this clown. She's not even from Philly.
Does that preclude me from knowing the layout of the museum?
Probably. What's the matter? You don't want to sleep in here with us?
I do, but I need space to calm my kids down. My class and half the school is traumatized after hearing Ava Knight Shyamalan.
That's the name she remembers?
Please welcome to The Late Show, Cheryl Lee Ralph. You're a lovely dancer, and you look beautiful.
Thank you.
Please have a seat.
Thank you. Look at the band. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Aren't they beautiful? They're splendid, blue and leather. Okay, listen, it's so nice to meet you because I and everybody at the show who was out at the Emmys so loved your speech this year. Here you are winning the Emmy for your role in Abbott Elementary. So, a lot of fun. Big night,
yeah.
Parties to go to and everything.
Yes.
It's a lot more fun to go to the parties when you've got an Emmy in your hand.
Oh, baby.
But I understand you had to get up really early the next morning and actually go to work on Abbott Elementary again.
I mean, we had to be up at 5 and work at 7, and that was late. I was like, come on, you all, really? I was like, mother is tired. But it was, oh, my gosh, what a night that was. I mean, I was in heaven the whole time.
Did you know you were going to burst into song when you got out there? It just came out of
not.
You like air.
Absolutely, because I had, Steve, I was so in shock. I was so nervous. I mean, I was literally shaking. I couldn't believe that Amy Poehler said, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and I was like, oh! And I just lost it. I lost it.
Well, when you got there, it was an early morning, but you had a lovely, just a modest bouquet of flowers sent over by Oprah for you.
Okay.
What do you do with that?
You all, I have to tell you something. You see that? It took a flatbed to bring the flowers on.
Really?
It took 4 men and a truck to get the flowers to my house. If I didn't have wide doors at my house, they'd be sitting out on the front curb. So it was just an amazing moment, and there was no way to lift it. It must have weighed at least 100 pounds. 100 pounds of flowers. It was crazy.
Wow.
Thank you, Oprah.
She does the right thing.
She did a good job.
I gotta ask you something about just the role. W.C. Fields,
yes.
The great, said famously, never work with animals or children.
Well.
So how do you feel about that as someone who works with children on a daily basis?
I have to say he's wrong. First of all, when you work with children, you always go home at a decent hour.
Oh, that's right. That's
absolutely
right. You make that break.
That's exactly right. And when it comes to animals, you know, I love animals very much, but you got to train animals. And see, children are sometimes like little puppies. If you do not train them, they will mess up on the carpet.
What's your relationship with these kids? After, like, you've got the same kids over and over again.
Oh, my gosh. These kids, they're so sweet, they're so bright, they're so smart. And when I enter my classroom, I know that I'm looking at the next generations of show business. They're that smart. They ask the right questions. But they really believe I'm their teacher. Yeah, and it's they're like kids, and they want to know, okay, what's on the class today? And when I give them their little assignments, you know, to keep them busy while I'm doing my job,
yeah,
they want to fill it all in, and then they're like, Mrs. Howard, here's my paper. And it's like, I want to say, baby, this is Miss Ralph. I'm trying to do my job, so shh. But I have the best class. Mm-hmm. I have the best class. When anybody comes by, they said, your class is so well-behaved. I said, honey, it's my class.
Now, in addition to the Emmy, this is a pretty great photograph.
Yes.
You received the Order of Jamaica.
Yes.
And I didn't know you had Jamaican roots.
Yes.
Yes.
My
Tell
mom.
Me about your connection.
My mom was from Jamaica. Oh, she loved her country, her island. And, you know, she came here to find her American dream. She met my dad, and here I am.
And there you are.
And there I am. And with this, my name changes. You know, some people have HRH, like Her Royal Highness. I am now the Honorable T.H. Cheryl Lee Ralph, O.J., Order of Jamaica, sort of like being Dame Judi Dench. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Queen King Colbert.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, you got your book here, an updated,
yes,
published memoir.
Yeah.
Diva 2.0.
Yes.
Okay, in the intro, you call yourself the ultimate diva. What does the word diva mean to you, Cheryl Lee Ralph?
For me, it's an acronym. Divinely inspired, victoriously alive, aware, awesome, audacious, and if it was Sunday, we would be anointed. Yeah! Yeah!
Okay, they're 12.
Yeah!
All right. So 12, it says 12 life lessons from me to you.
Yes.
Can you share one with the people here? Anoint us.
I always have to say to people, you know, the best lesson, the best relationship you will ever have in life is the one that you have with yourself. Yeah, it's the truth. So you get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and start practicing loving what you see, because you are wonderful.
Yeah, I like that. I'm saying you give that to everybody I love. Now, who's the most diva you ever met?
You know, I've met so many, but I have.
Not in the mirror. Someone not in the mirror.
Okay. If I were to think back, I went to Cannes for a film festival. I used to produce this film festival, and there was a party for Gregory Peck.
Oh, yeah.
And I met Gregory Peck, who was just so tall and handsome, and he was just wonderful. He was not a diva. But in the room was Nina Simone. And I remember being stunned that I was in the same room with this amazing woman. And I went up to her and I said, you're Nina Simone. And she turned and she said, why, yes, I am. And I was like, ooh, diva, yes! And she knew who I was. She knew about Dreamgirls.
Oh,
and
that's wonderful.
We talked, and it was just like, I'll never forget that moment. I was in the company of not just Gregory Peck, but Nina Simone, too, and it was great.
We're all fans here,
Thank you. All
particular fans of your beautiful speech at the Emmys, and we're not Oprah, but we wanted to give you our own little congratulatory bouquet. Congratulations, diva.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back May 1st with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.